The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Said we're here for a good time.
And a good soggy Thursday afternoon to everybody out there. My goodness, what a change of the weather we're having right now. And I hear rumor that there might even be a little snow down the lower section. I know, Pat. But I want to welcome all of you to Thursday's Local Radio Hour. I am your host, David Keyes. And off to my left through the bulletproof glass is my friend Pat Murphy.
Necessary.
That's probably true. Glass, I would think so. He's on the air behind the scenes making sure this all works out well. And as usual, Pat, we roll right into it without any changes in the script. We're perfect. We're moving right along.
Yeah, man.
Like we planned it, kind of. So, hey, if you found us today live on 97.1 FM, welcome aboard. Glad to hear you. We also stream on NorthIdahoRadio.com. So if you ever want to hear us late at night at home, whenever you want to hear this show again, you can do that by just looking up NorthIdahoRadio.com and go by the date, like today's date. As I've noticed how they make that happen, which is easy way to do it. And thanks to Pat for doing that as well. Welcome, Pat.
Hello.
How are things going in your bulletproof shell over there?
I am, and I imagine from everything I've been reading online, same as a lot of people all over the country, I'm a little bit down since daylight savings time. Between the rain and the dark and the cold, and I'm a creature of sunlight, I'm a creature of summer, I've never hidden that one.
Right.
It's strange because in summers, I get out of here around 6 p.m., I meet my wife down at City Beach, we have our lawn chairs, we have our beverage, our snacks. And we usually stay till about 8:30. And right now, I can sneak out of here this afternoon at 4. If I have a dentist appointment, it'll be blackout, raining on me.
Yeah, I think there's about 4 minutes of daylight right now, it seems like to me.
At 4? Wow, I missed those. I thought there was only 2. And the sun is shining.
And the good news is the fire danger is really low right now, so I guess that's good. But everybody's trying to catch up with their burn piles. I've noticed that. So actually, even
everybody online is worried about over across the lake there. It's a controlled burn. It's a slash pile, from what I understand.
Right.
Everybody thinks it's a structure fire. And I thought so at first, too. My wife sent me pictures wondering. And I thought it was a structure fire at first. The way it's just so centered, but yeah.
Well, and you know, we always fear the worst too that way. So thank goodness it's not.
Yeah.
We've had enough odd tragedies around here for that. So we'll hopefully people stay safe. Got a couple of great guests today.
Yes.
I know, Pat, you know a little bit about that. Pastor Michael Morehouse, who's the lead pastor of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, will be here.
Cool.
He's been there since 2022, and he's here to talk about a unique and healthy holiday cooking class, which my wife is going to listen to that because it sounded like it was a lot of fun when I was telling her about it last night. And a fun one, oh dear, can it be Deervember already? I don't know if anybody's followed this, but I think you have. Since about 2016, Northwest Auto Body has given $50 to the food bank for every deer strike that comes into our shops during that time. We will be pushing $20,000 this year.
God.
And that money goes right to the food bank where they can purchase food for local residents.
Needed, absolutely.
Oh, and Debbie will tell you that needed more this year than ever. So we'll talk to Eric about that. But again, if you feel like you want to give this year, the food bank would sure love your time or your treasure to help out there, because again, there's never not been a need here, but this year it's more profound. And again,
there's no such thing as a bumper year where nobody needs it. There's not, I've been here 27, 28 years.
Right.
In my early years when I first moved here, even I had to take advantage of it a couple times.
Sure.
I had a family of 4 kids.
Yeah.
And we went down a couple, and it saved our Keister at Thanksgiving.
Well, again, and they run such a good organization there too, and they try to plug people into the other agencies that help folks too here. And again, bless their hearts for that. In fact, it's kind of funny. We're doing a little bit of a time travel thing right now, just so you know. The Chamber of Commerce is meeting right this very moment, talking about this very same topic. So that's kind of a We're good. I know everybody's we're spread out for sure. So anyway, looking for a great day, and again, we'll have some time to learn a little bit more about the Seventh-day Adventist Church program, which I don't know anything about right now. So I'm looking forward to meeting Michael. We talked a little bit earlier, and he's a great guy. So that'll be fun to do that. And I think what we'll do though, we'll grab our first break, and we'll take a commercial, and we'll come on back here, and we will bring in Pastor Michael Morehouse right after the break.
Thank you. Got you, boss.
Accidents happen, and when they do, more people reach out to Northwest Auto Body in Sandpoint and Ponderay. Consistently voted best auto body shop in the region, we offer guaranteed repairs by certified technicians using only state-of-the-art equipment. Our locally owned collision repair facilities have been serving North Idaho for nearly 50 years. Find us online or just stop on by. No appointments needed, and no charge for an estimate, advice, or even friendly customer service. Remember, in Sandpoint and Ponderay, it's Northwest Auto Body.
You want to experience pain relief, improved mobility, and an enhanced quality of life? Our team at Bonner General Orthopedics is dedicated to providing personalized care tailored to your unique needs. We offer total hip, knee, shoulder, and reverse shoulder replacements. Everything can happen right here in Sandpoint, from appointments and surgery to follow-up and rehabilitation. Get your stride back with Bonner General Orthopedics. Call 208-263-8597 or visit bonnergeneral.org.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
North Idaho's Radio News Talk 97.1.
We're here for a good time. Not a long time. So have a good time. The sun can shine every day.
Well, welcome back to the Thursday Live Radio Show. What could go wrong with live radio, right, Michael?
That's right.
Well, very lucky to have in the studio today my guest, Michael Morehouse, who he joined the Seventh-day Adventist Church as a lead pastor back in October of 22. So it's been a few years now.
Right here in Sandpoint, yeah.
Home sweet home right here. Good for you. And then you moved, he said, from Arizona to Oregon to here. So you're trying to follow the snow, apparently, or something.
I guess so. Well, 10 years of heat in Arizona, and you want to escape that heat. So
yeah, well, welcome to town. I'm sure that your church is doing great, it sounds like. You're doing good things in our community.
Oh, absolutely. We consider the Sandpoint Seventh-day Adventist Church the hidden gem of Sandpoint. We've got so many great things going on there, and I'm looking forward to sharing with you and our listeners, what's happening over at Sandpoint?
Well, tell us about your church a little bit. When do you meet? How many parishioners do you have? What do you do?
Sure. Well, the church is a 500-member church. We meet every Saturday. We have Bible study at 9:30 each Saturday, and the church service starts at 11 o'clock. We usually go till about 12:30, and it is packed full. People usually get there early because they want to get a seat, but it is filled with children. We have probably 80 or more children that come up for the children's story each church service. It's a beautiful church.
You're meant to be here then, is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's right. We're located right across from Traverse Park on 2235 Pine Street.
Yeah, there's a lot of parking there. I think you're okay, aren't you?
I think so, yeah.
On Saturdays too, right?
For sure,
Well, very, very good. You do have something coming up though, kind of a unique event, a healthy cooking class. Can you tell me about that for a second?
Yeah, absolutely. So right now, we've invited a very famous and popular online nutritionist called Barbara O'Neill. She has millions of followers all over the world. She's from Australia, and she's giving nightly lectures. She'll actually be there live tonight at 6 p.m. She'll be talking about children's nutrition and also hormones and sexual health. She'll be again there tomorrow evening and also Saturday afternoon. Right after Barbara O'Neill's presentations, this next week, we'll be doing a healthy cooking class, Barbara O'Neill style, and we'll also be setting up a small group called 7B Health Groups that follow kind of some of Barbara O'Neill's principles to help people live a healthier, happier life.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about how to be healthier and happier through her cooking. What's her specialty? What will she talk about?
Yes, so she's going to talk a lot about plant-based eating. Which is going to be rich in vegetables. She'll also be talking about different things that you can use naturally to help heal chronic diseases. And she's had years of experience with her health retreat down in Australia that has reversed things like diabetes, high blood pressure, many other chronic health conditions that surprisingly people reverse with diet and natural herbal supplements.
Right, versus getting medicine and trying to figure out a way to fix things that way.
Huh? Exactly, which come with a lot of additional side effects, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So does somebody have to be a member of the church to attend this?
Oh, no. Any of the meetings that we hold are open to the community anytime. You can pop in. You can also, if you're nervous in just coming in person, you can join us online. We have a thriving 60,000 subscriber YouTube channel. And all you have to do is type in Sandpoint SDA, and you'll pull up our YouTube channel. You'll find everything on there online.
Was that because of COVID you went that direction, or was that something you were heading that way anyway?
Well, that COVID kind of kick-started the church in that direction,
sure.
As I'm sure it did many churches and many other places.
Everything.
But since then, it's exploded. And really, Barbara O'Neill is part of the reason this YouTube has exploded for our church. She has one video on there that's closing in on 2 million views.
What's the video about?
You're going to love this. It's called Insomnia. Listen to it when you can't sleep at night.
Well, that's what people do on this. They stream this live later on. You know, it's on. It's a podcast, and if you're going to fall asleep at 11:30, I recommend finding this show, except for your section, by the way.
Sure.
And it'll put you to sleep, guaranteed.
Well, once you get on, you probably won't sleep because there's so much fascinating content. I mean, when she starts talking, it's like a fire hose of information, and it's really, really good, backed up by years of experience in coaching people in health.
How hard was it to get her here? Is that a get?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty hard. She only she tours 9 months out of the year, and then she's back in Australia. So it's pretty difficult to get her on the books, but we are blessed. This is the second time she's come to Sandpoint, so I think she must like it here.
Right, and you know a lot about her, apparently. I'm sure you have researched her and followed her for many years.
Oh, yeah, myself and many others in the church, and we've followed many of her health principles, and it has worked what some would call miracles on their health.
Well, very good. And your church is health-based too, isn't that? It's something that you really promote.
Yes, yes. So the Seventh-day Adventist Church as a whole focuses on the whole person, both mental, spiritual, physical, and we believe that they're all interconnected. So your mental health is going to affect your physical health, your spiritual health, and so really if we want people to be healthy, we take a holistic approach, and the Bible does the same. The Bible is filled with great advice for not only spiritual health, but also physical health.
Sure. And we didn't have fast food and microwaves back when the Bible was being written. So
that's true.
So they did based on plant-based dieting there too, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, the Bible, plant-based. Well, plant-based and also a lot of animal-based things in the Bible as well. True. But all natural, you know.
But Barbara is mostly a plant-based diet.
She is. Okay. She's mostly plant-based. Going back to the Garden of Eden and how everything was set up there.
Right. So what happened was big pharma, big industry got in the way, right? It was we'd all be eating healthy if they weren't there.
That's true.
And so the money and it's to me it's always funny where you can buy a Big Mac, you know, for a dollar. But if you want to buy a salad, in fact, you can't even buy a salad at McDonald's anymore, I wouldn't think. I think Wendy's may have salads, but heaven only knows what they put in to keep them green and fluffy and all that kind of stuff.
That's right.
But so how do we get back to a more of a healthier lifestyle? Is it take a person like Barbara to lead the way? I mean, or is it a natural, the light goes off and people think, wait a second, I need to be more healthy without taking all these drugs, and how do I find my way back to that?
Yeah, I think for many people, it starts with a health challenge. You know, when everything's going great in your life, you kind of just keep things as normal. I mean, if you can live forever on McDonald's, why not? It's easy. But many people are facing chronic health disease in our country. Right. And the age of being faced with these chronic diseases is younger and younger. And I think many families around the country are looking for answers and alternatives. Sure. And that's leading many to Barbara O'Neill and other people's podcasts, mm-hmm. YouTube videos, and other resources that are turning people towards a more healthy lifestyle. And I think that can only be good for the families in our country and ultimately good for us as we're trying to just be better individuals.
Absolutely. And you keep reading about the obesity percentage keeps getting higher, more people are obese, and people are younger when they're getting those health concerns too. So there's something not quite aligned right now for sure. And you know, the old joke used to be that when you turn 40, that check engine light would pop on and kind of warn you to maybe not be so aggressive or whatever, running around and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
And you know, you look around now and there's people who are having real serious health issues earlier for sure.
That's true.
And it seems like it follows family lines a bit too. You know, it's just too easy. I've always felt sorry for single moms. You know, you think about they're working all day, they've got the kids, and guess what? It's time to eat something. And, you know, heaven help them for putting a good dinner together at that point when there's something that is faster.
And, you know, quick isn't always the best. And I know that fast food, quick cooking, I mean, we think, okay, we live in a rush world, but your health is worth slowing down and preparing good, wholesome meals like grandma used to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not out of a box, but maybe off a shelf.
Right.
So we really encourage that at the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Barbara O'Neill encourages that. And I think society as a whole is catching on to going back a few years to when we used to cook healthy, nutritious meals.
So if somebody who didn't have a clue on how to cook, because again, it's generational. You know, if mom and dad weren't that much of cooking, you're not cooking that much either, it seems like. Will they come out of this with some knowledge on how to adapt some of this and move forward?
Oh, for sure. We'll have recipes that they'll be able to follow, things that Barbara O'Neill cooks for herself and her patients. You'll be able to see just how to chop the vegetables, just how to put it all together, just when the ingredients go in together. I think once you are able to go through a cooking class like this, you come out with the confidence you need to be able to start that new lifestyle.
Good, Michael. And I assume there'll be people who went there the first time she was here, and they're coming back for a refresher course, I'm sure. But hopefully you'll find people who really need that help and kind of set them on a pathway.
Yes.
Do they need to register for this? How do they find you, and how do they get there?
You know, it would be great for them to just show up. Or you can go on our website, which is sandpointadventist.org, sandpointadventist.org, and she's right there on the front page. Barbara O'Neill, click on that. You'll find all the information you need. It's helpful if you do click the registration button. That way we can send the information to you, but that's what I would suggest.
Good. Well, that makes sense. And how many people do you expect?
Man, I don't know. We had 700 register for this event within the first 48 hours. So we're hoping that this will be great.
Wow. And where does she go after this? Is she making some kind of a tour, I'm assuming?
Yeah, we're actually her last stop. So if you don't get it now, you're going to have to wait till next year. She's going to go back to Australia, rest, visit family, and then she'll start her tour again next year.
Right, right. Well, Michael, my goodness, great meeting you, by the way. And
as well.
I've been reading a little bit about what you're up to there. And unique spelling for Michael. Tell me about that. Where'd that come from?
Well, my parents just wanted a unique way of spelling Michael. So they spelled it M-Y-C-K-A-L.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, you know, it worked, right? It works for you?
It sure did.
You know, it's always funny when they trust a woman who's just given birth to fill out their birth registration form while they're still in the hospital. You never know quite what you're going to get. Not saying that's what happened to you, but how tempting is that to go a different direction that way?
So. Totally.
Well, Michael Morehouse, wonderful. Great meeting you. Seventh-day Adventist. Look up online if you want to meet this. Sounds like you got a great holiday cooking class coming up. It's Saturday, right? No, Sunday.
Yes, yes.
Sunday.
So it's going to be Sunday, but check out online sandpointadventist.org. Also, follow us on YouTube, which you can just type in Sandpoint SDA, and that will pull up our YouTube page, and you'll get all the info.
And that's from 9:30 to noon on Sunday the 17th, which is this Sunday, coming right up, and it's called a holiday cooking class. Sounds like a good opportunity.
Oh, yes. Great. I think they'll love it.
Well, my pleasure meeting you, and we will... We'll catch up soon, and you're welcome anytime. I would like to talk to you more. I really would.
So. Thank you so much, David.
You bet. Well, after the break, we'll be talking about Deervember. It's a funny little thing that Northwest Auto Body does here, Michael, and they give $50 in November for any deer strike that they fix, and they give it to the food bank, and it's in the person's name. So if something bad happens, you run over something, if you go there, they give $50, and that company's almost at $20,000 right now given to the food bank. So we'll talk about that, and Eric Donenfeld, one of the owners, right after the break.
Bridge Transmission and Performance, formerly BF Quick Lube, has new owners and new services, offering transmission repair, manual and automatic, U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment, 267-7481, or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonner's Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Red's Transmission and Performance, 6878 Main Street in Bonner's Ferry.
This is Justin Dick, owner of 113 Main. The Thanksgiving holiday is a reminder to give thanks for the good things, good people, and good food in your life. This year, make your Thanksgiving reservations at 113 Main. We will offer a traditional oven-roasted turkey dinner, mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, cranberry, in addition to our regular menu. We're also thankful for the Bonner Community Food Bank, so please bring in two non-perishable food items and receive a free dessert. We're open from noon to 8 p.m. 113mainsandpoint.com.
Winter's here, folks, and North 40 Outfitters will keep you warm, dry, and prepared. You'll find winter boots and wool socks that'll make your feet feel like they're on a tropical vacation. Jackets, hats, gloves, and cozy sweaters. And don't forget about your animals. Stock up on feed and let us help you make a plan to keep your water free from ice. North 40 Outfitters, where winter woes melt away. Stop by any of our 12 locations or online at north40.com. North 40 Outfitters, outfitting work and play.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said, GoodRx, save you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-8695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8695. That's 800-575-8695. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
News Talk 97.1.
And we're back, and gosh, what a beautiful Thursday we have today. And our second guest today will be Eric Donenfeld. You may have heard of him and his brother. They own Northwest Auto Body in Sandpoint, Pondre, and now Accurate Northwest in Bonners Ferry. One thing that they've been doing for a few years is giving help to the food bank. And of course, this is the time of year when the food bank gets clobbered. And Debbie Love will tell you that the donations that come from Northwest Auto Body really keep the facility going for a month. And it's just been a great, great, great program. So, Eric, maybe tell us a little bit about how this started and kind of where it is now. I mean, it's turned out to be a really big fundraiser, hasn't it?
Sure has. Thanks for having me, David. So it started about 2016-17. We wanted to give back to the community a little bit more than we already were. And we had already done a couple other fundraisers for the food bank. We had done a car wash for the food bank. We had helped them move from one location to the other location with our tow trucks at the time. We used to have a towing service. And now one of my employees came up with a brilliant idea. Why don't we give back to the community for every animal accident in the month of November? We donate $50 to the food bank. It was created by one of our customer service representatives, yeah. And we loved it. We loved the idea. We tried it 1 year, and it just became a juggernaut.
And people talk about it too, don't they? I mean, it really has... does a couple of things. One, it raises money for the food bank, but also kind of reminds people that this is a pretty busy month for collisions with animals and vehicles, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's for two parts. It's, of course, to give back to the food bank and donate cash. If you're able to donate true cash to the food bank, the value of that is about 4 to 1 compared to them you just donating a can of food, because their buying power is so good and they get everything at cost. So, you know, we wanted to give them cold hard cash, and also in turn, give awareness that animal accidents in the month of November are the highest across the entire nation, to keep an eye out. And it's been just great. You have random people come up to me on the street and say thank you for giving back to the community. That's such a good thing. Right. Plus, if an accident were to happen and someone's all shaken up and the customer's all worked up and you're able to kind of spin it towards a positive thing, all said and done, they leave feeling, right, you know, good that they're giving back to the community and doing the best they can.
Right, right. And the company's been doing this since 2016. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it's raised about $17,000. Is that right?
Yeah, sounds about right. Of course, we don't have our numbers from this year, so we expect to crush over $20,000 by the end of this year. And it's just huge. It's enough for the food bank to run an entire month, which is
pretty amazing.
Yeah. And Debbie and the team over there does just such a wonderful job. If you haven't been by the food bank in Bonner County, we encourage you to. I mean, they are doing some amazing things out of that food bank. Of course, they also have a satellite location in Priest River as well, if you weren't aware of that. And then this year, we're also giving up to Bonners Ferry as well, which we're pretty proud of. We added a new location there about exactly a year ago, and we've done a couple fundraising events up there. But we anticipate this to be our biggest backing and Bonner's Ferry to give to their food bank as well.
Right. So this will be the second year up there, and they were so happy with that last year. And again, you know, you ask if they want to do it again, and of course they do. And again, it just helps people. I think one thing, part of the success here though, has been Washington Trust Bank and Eric Paul. Tell us about that a little bit, the partnership.
Yeah, our partners are everything. So after this ran for a couple of years and we realized the value of it, and Debbie and the food bank just look forward to it every year. They reach out to us in advance. We thought we have nothing to lose by reaching out to our other partners in town. So first person we thought of that we bank with, which they do a wonderful job, Eric Paul at Washington Trust Bank. They give back a tremendous amount to the community, and when we reached him and approached him, he said, absolutely, no questions asked. They're happy to partner with us.
And that's been going 4 or 5 years with them.
Four or 5 years with them.
Then we added a few more. This coming last year, you added AGE.
Yeah, we just decided to reach out to other partners, and we have nothing to lose by trying to get more for the food bank. Yeah. And it looks like you have the list of other volunteers and other people that have helped out. But I cannot say enough about Eric Paul and their team too, because without them kind of piggybacking, we wouldn't have had the idea to push for more and more and more. So
yeah, small town partnership to make something good happen. So AGE came on last year, and then I think through BNI with your brother Corey, he talked to Dave Slyster at Energy Electric, and they're kicking in too. I ran into Andy this morning, and they're going to double probably what they gave last year, because what they do is they do a certain percentage off their business. You know, they sell so many heating systems or whatever else, they kick money back that way, and they're going great guns there. So they said probably going to double it, maybe even more this year.
And it sounds like we have several partners up in Bonner's Ferry that want to. And this is how great things get started around the community. This is how tremendous, I mean, ideas get rolled out across the nation sometimes.
Right.
And if you're not giving regularly to the food bank or some sort of other nonprofit or some sort of other church, you know, I encourage you to give back to the community enough where you actually feel it. When you give back a certain amount, and not just a very, very small amount of it, but a point where you can actually feel it, and it kind of like affects you, you know, you got a budget for it, all of a sudden you value that giving more. Right. You get to look back and be proud of it more rather than just $5 or $10 here and there. Yeah. You know, I would encourage everyone to give regularly to some sort of a nonprofit or a good group.
And the food bank is a natural one this time of year, because Debbie will tell you that they're clobbered right now. They've never been more busy. The need has never been higher here. And, you know, those are our neighbors and friends. Those are people we know. Those are people some that we rub elbows with and we don't even know the need. But they're there for those people. And you talk about turning a partnership into a friendship. Not only has Debbie, she has a big Northwest Auto Body sticker on her delivery van for the food service, she always wears the Northwest Auto Body hat, the cap around town. So you couldn't ask for better friendship and a win-win situation that way than with them. And like Eric said, I mean, there are 1,000 nonprofits in Bonner County, 1,000. And every one of them, if you would talk to them, would say they serve a purpose, right? But each one has kind of a unique thing. But I think the fact that Northwest Auto Body looked at the food bank and now has become really a consistent donor to that, to them, you know, it's great. And they just see it raise up like it's done every year. And it looks like you're going to smash the records this year too, because I've seen a few deer running around that have been attached to vehicles coming into our shop. So that's good.
And to piggyback on your point of the food banks needs more help than ever, I think we're all feeling it. Everybody's a little bit tighter this year. Everybody's a little bit less money in their pocket this year. I'm definitely feeling it, and we're not nearly as busy at Northwest Auto Body, but to still keep up with that giving, to still do the right thing, it means so much to us and the team over there and providing something for the community. Ultimately, just couldn't be more proud of it.
Yeah, and that's great. It's a legacy too, and knowing your dad like we all do, you know, he was always a giver too, and it's definitely manifests itself with you and Corey and the culture of the company for sure. So, well, great, Eric. Sounds like you're going to the chamber meeting, maybe dressed up like a deer. I'm not sure.
We'll see if it fits this year. We're not sure.
I heard that Corey actually has been out in public at a BNI meeting wearing it last week. I saw photos and looked okay. It looked okay. So, Eric, thanks again for your time today. Great catching up with you again. And again, if you just want to go straight to the food bank and donate, they're always there. Debbie would love to see you and have any kind of help. Any help's appreciated for sure. And like I said earlier, the need has never been stronger. I mean, and it does feel good to give to something. You know, we've kind of survived the politics and all this other nonsense stuff going on, and we come back together as a community and address needs that are here. So again, thanks for stepping up, and thanks for stopping by too. You take care.
Thank you, David.
You bet.
Bondo, you need Bondo.
Bondo fixed the car so you can drive him home.
A Crown Victoria.
Never seen a car with so much chrome. I took it into Anderson's.
Expert paint job, shine like the sun.
Woman now thinks that I am number one.
Anderson's Auto Body.
Let's get something straight.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. This month, to get prepped for winter, we will be providing complimentary battery load tests and checking coolant quality during every oil change. Also, we just received confirmation that Mopar has extended the buy three, get one for $1 promotion on select tires through the end of November. Please remember, our certified technicians work on all makes and models, including Subaru and Toyota. Call today, Pierce Auto Center.
Making your winter checklist? Better include getting those rock chips in your windshield fixed. Specialty Auto Glass reminds you that rock chips can turn into cracks in cold weather. And when it comes to repairs or replacements, schedule an appointment today. It's also a good time to replace your wipers and have the Aquapel glass treatment applied to help with visibility. Specialty Auto Glass, located on Schweitzer Plaza Drive. A repair today could save you money tomorrow.
At Boot Barn, we believe the cowboy boot is more than utilitarian. It's a symbol of the West, handcrafted with centuries of heritage in every stitch. It's not just a cowboy boot, it's a work of art. Since the 1960s, Dan Post has been offering premium quality created with innovative artisanal methods that echo the legacy of the West, because upholding tradition and heritage is second to none. Dan Post at Boot Barn.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works.
Call 800-210-4298. 800-210-4298. 800-210-4298.
Consolidated Credit Solutions Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Kansas CSO 0019051. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 892. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debts may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Actual interest rates, length of program, and monthly payment reductions will vary by consumer and creditor. Yours could be higher or lower. Not a loan company. We do not lend money.
News Talk 97.1.
Sun ain't shining today.
It is not shining, though, but, you know, we're making the most
yesterday.
Of it
yesterday. Not Tuesday or Monday.
Well, Pat, you know, as things keep rolling on here, everything's always organized, and unfortunately, though, we have a guest who couldn't be here, and we'll reschedule Dr. Isparescu from the Idaho Pain Clinic at another time.
Yeah.
But he was called out of town, and duty calls in his business, so we will... We look forward to talking to him a couple of weeks down the road.
We love our guests, but we do realize we book them in advance, and we don't know day of when something's going to come up in any
that is right
thing of life. So,
my first instinct would be to go to 13 minutes of just kind of awkward silence, but I don't think
I had a better plan.
Oh, what's that?
You know the Mina Mina song from Sesame Street?
Yeah.
Mina Mina. We just do it the whole 13 minutes nonstop and see how many people still listen.
That would be like that would shred some people off. It really, truly
really?
Would. But I thought what we could do, and this is kind of a good time to actually just you and I talk a little bit because we don't do that very often. We're getting into the holiday season of all things. There's lots going on around town. And I was just checking out our favorite online calendar. And, of course... I hear something about Thanksgiving coming up, which is great. But the day after Thanksgiving, downtown, they have the tree lighting ceremony. And I've been lucky enough, I've probably done it now 10 times, I'll bet, 10 or 15 times. And I get to lead the countdown, the 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, you know, all that stuff. I've been practicing that, too, so I'm pretty much nailed it down.
Day after Thanksgiving. So what you're saying is I could go down with a turkey leg and day-old turkey leg.
Yeah.
Smothered in day-old gravy.
Yeah.
And boo you and hiss at you as you're counting down. Like, shut up.
And I'm really the second act on that one. The real act, of course, is that Santa Claus shows up.
I'm not going to throw garbage at Santa, but I was thinking you maybe.
Well, you wouldn't be the first. You wouldn't be the last. But, so that all starts around 5 o'clock or so
yes.
With There's some hot toddies down there. There'll be some hot apple cider, hot chocolate. And the downtown business people are just so great about getting down there, making this thing happen. And again, getting the Santa Claus back in. Because you've heard it here before. You'll hear it many times. Shopping locally, of course, this time of year means everything for the local merchants. And they really, truly do go out of their way to bring things to town, keep people here, and at least make an effort to get the best merchandise they can in front of you. And it does support the local economy, so you'll hear more about that as we go. But one thing we started years ago, it was called Santa Point Idaho Ho Ho. And it had a shelf life of about 2 years or so. Mayor Ray Miller collaborated with me way back in the day, and we declared it. It's officially Santa Point from the day after Thanksgiving until the day after New Year's Day. And this tiny burg transforms from Sandpoint to Santa Point. And we would do postcards. We had the senior center people helping us for a while there, where we would have we send out like letters to Santa and answer them. It was really kind of a fun thing. And unfortunately, I moved away for a while, and it didn't keep the traction that I hoped it would. But one day soon, I'll bet we'll get Santa Point back into the mix. And there are people who love it or hate it. If you talk about making fun of our name of Santa Point versus Sandpoint, they think, oh, that's a dumb idea. But you know, if you've got halfway to Santa and halfway to Point already done, why not go with Idaho Ho Ho anyway? So.
Right.
So stay tuned. It won't probably happen this year, but the tree lighting will. And I was talking to Mickey Quinn, the chamber director, and I didn't know she's a singing talent. I had no idea, but she's a singer.
I did not know that.
In fact, she let me know, and I might have remembered this. It's been a long time ago. She actually sang the national anthem for an opening act at the festival years ago. So that takes courage. That means you're a singer. That means you're more than David singing in the shower, for sure. So we put our heads together, and we think it'd be a good time to have a couple community just Christmas carols, to sing some Christmas carols together, along with Santa Claus and the whole thing. So they're adding a little bit more to the show this year, and there'll be a little bit of a sing-along, and Mickey's promised to lead the charge, so that'll be something fun to watch, too. So get the kids bundled up. It'll be a nice night, always is, and Santa's supposed to show up 5:30-ish. People should get there around 5 o'clock, 5:30, to get the hot chocolate and cookies. There's always cookies, and I think Hendrix Architecture actually bought the cookies last year, and hopefully they're doing the same thing this year.
I almost feel like Will Ferrell in Elf. Santa's coming! Santa's coming!
I know him.
I know him!
That's right. So, and it's really funny. I don't know if you've been down there, Pat, but it packs out. I mean, there's several hundred people there. And it's kind of our town square, which is kind of a cool thing. And there's always, you know, again, the great tree lighting moment. And just, you know, for fun one year, and that was been 2 years ago, I thought, you know what we should do, just to make sure that everything's good, we should have a practice countdown. Why not, right? Get the crowd into it. Let's have a practice countdown. The one thing I didn't think about was the guy from the city who's sitting in his pickup across in the city parking lot, who hears the crowd starting the countdown, and he has to run into the control room to hit the switch, and so he didn't know it was a practice one. Let's put it that way. He was on dead sprint to the opening that door, and somebody grabbed him and said, "No, it's a practice one." And so we probably won't do a practice one this year, but the lights I'm sure will work. So also big news: Schweitzer. My gosh, the 22nd is the opening for Schweitzer. And if you look online right now, it is a winter wonderland up there right now. So they're going to be golden as long as we don't get a little heat wave coming our way. But everybody's happy when Schweitzer's going strong. And my goodness, all the construction up there. I mean, this is just its own little city up there. In fact, they're growing to be their only little big city up there really soon, too. And it just really has taken
off. Like
the
Emerald City, but up in the clouds, but in the snow. You know?
But, you know, it strikes me like that when you're out in Selly Valley, when they have the night skiing going on, you have all those lifts or those rides all lit up. And there's two runs that are lit up. And you can see them all the way down. And so it does feel like it's floating because there's nothing else there. It's black.
It's actually funner to see from a distance when you're,
It's beautiful. It truly is. And, you know, my kids grew up skiing here at Schweitzer, and They're lifelong skiers, which is great, and it's just it's such a unique thing to have in our backyard here. And again, undiscovered. I would have visitors who would come see me. I had a buddy from Tennessee who would stop in January, February or so, and I'd sneak out of the office and go skiing. And it'd be, I don't know, Tuesday or Wednesday or so. They were up there all week, but I'd sneak out for Tuesday or Wednesday, and we'd ski like the Stella side, which is wonderful. It's the part not facing the lake. if you're not familiar. But just great skiing, always just good stuff. And so I talked to the lifty who I knew and just kind of chatted it up and then came back around about 45 minutes later and I said, hey, how many people do you think came through in the time we were skiing? And she said, 12. So I thought, my God, 12 people for, you know, an hour probably of skiing. It was almost criminal. That you almost felt guilty that nobody knew about this place on the weekdays like that. I think more people are starting to find it, and it'll be interesting with the new ownership up there too to see what's really going to happen up there. But what a just a gem, a hidden gem that most people, even locals, don't know about. In fact, my wife was born and raised here, and she didn't go up to Schweitzer when she was a kid. They didn't know what skiing was about, and they thought it might be expensive, and they thought it might, you know, break legs or whatever else. And so our first bunch of dates were cross country skiing up there. Then I got her on other downhill skis, and there we go. And like I said, I've hauled 2 4-year-old kids up there and made them lifelong skiers, and they both ski wherever they can. And so
when Rand McNally and USA Today made Sandpoint America's Prettiest, I think that's when we saw, you know, our little secret, our little, right, you know, was exposed. And it great for the town, for you know, financially and whatnot.
Yeah.
But our little secret was out, and then, yeah.
So now you have new owners of Schweitzer, and so they have all of their media connections too because they own other resorts. So now we're starting to show up on those lists again because what they do is they say, hey, you may not know about Schweitzer, but hey, we also own this property, this property, this property, and let me tell you more about it. So all these ski magazines especially, or tourist magazines, or you know, even RV World, those type of ones, say, tell me more about this town. And all of a sudden, you'll see the same picture down Sand Creek with the Cedar Street Bridge in it. You'll see a lot of these same stock photos they use, but all of a sudden we're on all these lists. And some of them are clickbait lists. They're not, heart and soul ones. But like you said, that Rand McNally one was the one. And I remember when that happened, we had more hits on our websites that I was managing. Yeah. We had just more people interested. And now what's going on is you're starting to see people move here who are trying to find that that Bozeman experience. They're moving from Bozeman to here. They're moving from these bigger ski areas and resort areas to here. And it's just funny to kind of watch how that all transforms. And if you look around town, you can see it too. My goodness, there's all these empty lots are no longer, and all these, you know, these little areas where there were single wide trailers of like 4 or 5 or 6.
We had an empty lot across from my house on my street, which is a few blocks from the studio here.
And what do you have now?
A condo.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. And it took
which
away.
Which blocks my view of Schweitzer. So it does. It blocks you. Good for the town.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's funny to watch that. I know exactly where that is. And all of a sudden they're up, and there's another one coming up, I think, too, right? There'll be two there.
So you know where I live, and you never stop by and say hi?
It's always early or late.
Ooh,
you know?
Dude. Yeah. Man, yeah, you outed you right there with him.
Yeah. And no stalking allowed here. We will do trivia night together sometimes, but
set a record last night, me and my wife.
Oh, did you? And?
20 questions in a row correct. It's never been done.
Wow. So, and you got maximum points the whole time?
Yeah. Well, for the most part. No, we did a couple of half guesses, but I mean, still correct, you know? We were in dead last after 3 rounds, so we hadn't got a question right in the first two. Our host, Toshi, even suggested that me and her probably should go home because we had no chance. And we went on a 20-question run, came all the way back to second place last night.
Wow. Yeah. And how many people are doing that now?
Oh, we had a full crowd last night. It's moved to Wednesdays.
Yeah.
And, the last two Wednesdays, they moved from Thursdays to Wednesdays at Connie's Lounge, 7 to 9. And it's an all-ages crowd. You know, I'm 58. People older than me, younger than me, but it's just a fun group. A lot of regulars who, you know, and we just, it's all about fun. You don't have to be super smart. You don't have to be, you know, that Jeopardy guy, the 5-time champion. You just be anybody. The questions always change. It's a Jeopardy-style format.
Well, we were lucky the week I did it with you, and we won that week, too.
We did.
But I think what happened was you and your wife nailed all the movie and music, that kind of stuff, for sure.
Yes.
And then I had the general knowledge stuff, you know, mile wide, inch deep of knowledge that I have.
Yeah.
And we kind of lucked out. We, I think, got one wrong, and everything else was pretty close to being either.
You were our Google. So. David, Google keys.
In fact, I was honored they even named the team after me that week. That was kind of fun. So, no, it's a blast. It really is. And I'm glad to see it doing so well. And there used to be some trivia nights around town. There may be still. I don't know that.
There's another one somewhere. I've looked it up, but I can't remember.
Okay. And those were more straight, you know, from the book. Those were more
60 seconds.
Here's your question. Here's your, you know, tell me the answer. Toshi makes it into a game show. It's an hour, 2-hour-long game show, and it's just a blast, and it's just a a good
He's
time.
One of those really natural hosts.
Yeah, and that's Wednesday night.
Radio. Yeah, Wednesday night, 7 to 9. $5 entry per
perfect,
person.
Perfect. Well, and if you get a chance the day after Thanksgiving, stop on downtown. And if you get a chance to at least give the local merchants a chance to talk to you, that would be great. They're here all year long, but this is their busy time. And this is really where they make their year happen. So maybe stop by, enjoy a little, hot chocolate and some cookies, sing a Christmas carol, and enjoy the Christmas spirit right here in Santa Point, Idaho, ho, ho.
We'd like to apologize to Matt Damon. We didn't have time for him.
That's right. But we'll make time for him next week if he's here. So maybe we'll see you all next Thursday. Take care.